Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The South African Revenue Service, I'm sure you've been reading, is experiencing something of a turnaround. It's shaken off the devastating effects of state capture, and it is starting to reclaim its position as a credible, efficient and modern tax authority. And new statistics are revealing record-breaking revenue collection. There are improved compliance rates. And I think there is a growing trust in the institution, but there are still challenges. Tax evasion, ongoing economic pressure, and also systemic inefficiency still loom large. So I want to talk in a little more detail tonight about this with Riana De Lange, a journalist and also an expert, a commentator on tax and governance. Riana, good evening to you and welcome. Thanks for talking to me tonight. Public confidence in SARS, I think, has improved. I think that's a given, but many people still distrust the tax authority. How far has SARS come, and what more needs to be done, do you think, to fully restore trust?
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, I think definitely since Edward Kieswet returned as commissioner to SARS in 2019, he definitely looked at the situation and he went out to assess what exactly was going on, you know, what happened during the years of state capture, what was the effect of that on SARS. And he visited many branches, he talked to many people. And at the time, he definitely said the staff morale was very low. He could see there were high levels of trauma, fear of victimization with certain personnel. And at the time, they determined that there was an exodus of about 2,000 staff members from SARS since 2014. So that's in a period of 5 years. And then he did say, as you mentioned, that they were going to start rebuilding SARS, you know, making sure it's smart, it's modern, it's efficient, but definitely the trust. Because taxpayers in South Africa want to pay their taxes, but you would remember there was also a time when people started saying, but what about a tax revolt? Should we not keep some of it back? Because where is the money going? It's been wasted. Nothing has been done with people who kind of steal the money or fraudulent or tenderization, all those kind of things. So I think that's one of the things that's definitely starting to improve with SARS working harder. I don't think they are making taxpayers to be scared, but they're definitely there to say, we are there, we know what's going on, we have a watchful eye, and they want to make it easy for taxpayers to voluntarily comply with their tax obligations.
Let's talk about voluntary compliance. I agree with you. I think that most of us want to be on the right side of the law. Yet there are still many instances of companies and individuals evading tax. What do you think is holding back broader compliance? And can this be effectively addressed, or will there always be holes in the net?
I think there will be holes in the net, but in South Africa, the tax gap, and that's what we refer to as what SARS is supposed to be able to collect, and then what does end up being collected. Now, there's different scenarios, but it's estimated that the tax gap in South Africa is about 200 billion to 300 billion a year. Now, what SARS has done to try and close this gap, and they actually have, because all these compliance efforts in the last year has yielded about 260 billion extra into the coffers of SARS. So what they've done, they've re-established units that are very efficient, you know, like the large business unit, a unit that looks at high net worth individuals. And there's definitely, SARS is using AI, they're using third party data to check, you know, when people submit their returns, that everything is actually as it is on the return. So they have many ways to verify what is actually going on. And I think because of these things, people understand that they have to be honest with the taxman. Nobody wants to overpay, but you should also not underpay, because that is to the detriment of the whole country. And even tax practitioners, there's definitely SARS is looking at them, making sure their tax affairs are in order, because they are saying that if you as a tax practitioner have not submitted all your returns, or you're behind, or something is not right, then how can you assist ordinary South African taxpayers to do the right thing.
Rihanna, let me come back to that record revenue that was achieved despite all the economic challenges that this country faces. I wonder to myself if it's sustainable going forward, or is there a sense that taxpayers are maybe a little overburdened?
Taxpayers in South Africa do pay a lot. I mean, the marginal tax rates are quite high, especially, and we have a progressive tax system, meaning that the richer people pay more. But this is just the legacy of our country. We need to cross-subsidize and help each other. But SARS has definitely made a big, significant strides in registering more taxpayers for personal income tax. That went up from the 2022-23 fiscal year from 25.9 million. And then last year, 2023-2024, it was up to 27.1 million registered taxpayers. Now, not all of those people will submit a return or be assessed, but, you know, they are on the tax system. SARS looks at PAYE, it's always a question of broadening the tax base so that we can have tax achievable tax rates. Now, with companies, the tax rate has been lowered in the past, and I think economy starts doing a lot better than it does. More people are employed and get jobs. Obviously, that will make SARS' job a lot easier. But I think in the meantime, they are working very smart to close that tax gap, make sure that the so-called low-hanging fruits, you know, make sure everybody pays their customs duties. As I said, don't avoid tax. The crypto traders, you know, they're looking at all of those to see where there are low-hanging fruits that they can better the revenue collection. I must say it is a lot to ask of SARS, because as you also said, is many things are out of their control. You know, low economic growth, high unemployment, things like that, load shedding, which affected a lot of companies in the previous year. It's outside of SARS's control, but they still have to make the best of what they have.
Just a final one in conclusion. I think you'll agree with me when I say that a lot of us still find the tax system complex. It also is inaccessible in spite of a lot of effort that is being made. Do you think that SARS does enough to simplify the process for the average taxpayer?
I think it is getting better all the time. They've now implemented an AI assistant on their website. I've actually checked it out and looked at it. It asks very simple questions. It's for people who want to know, are they registered? How do they make payment arrangement with SARS and things like that? So there are a lot that they are doing. They are on the platforms. They are trying to make it as easy as possible with the auto assessments during the tax year that people receive. But once you have more complicated affairs, trusts, you have different companies, maybe you earn more than one income, it is very important to have a tax expert or practitioner help you to do the best. But I think they also understand SARS' processes and operations a little bit better. So once it becomes a bit more complicated, then I find it useful to use somebody to help me. Mm. But I think if everything is straightforward, SARS is definitely making a big improvement and making it as easy as possible for those taxpayers.
And I'm going to thank you for your time tonight. That is Rihanna de Lange, a journalist and also a writer and commentator on tax and governance in South Africa. Rihanna, thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.